is your show. And you can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can, of course, join us online and experience the live streaming that we've got there. We've got a broadband stream. We've got a dial-up stream, so anybody who's on the internet can listen for free at freetalklive.com. You got no excuses. And even if you can't listen live, we give you the archives for free as well. So listen at freetalklive.com. And don't forget that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, all you have to do is call them toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. Last hour, we were talking about education at a good chunk of the show. And we kind of got halfway through an email, and we got a call came in, and because the show is primarily about your calls, we went to the call. But I want to get back to this email, because it's interesting. It's from Paul. He's 17, and you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com and bring up anything, as always. Of course, we don't guarantee we read your email, so you never know. But in this case, we're reading it, and he's telling us about the school that he's going to up in Canada. First, he makes a claim that the Canadian system is very socialized when it comes to the education system. And I'm not quite sure if this school that he's going to is actually a government school or not. I have not quite yet made that determination. He uses the words school's jurisdiction when he's talking about certain issues within the school. So that kind of makes it sound state-ish. But again, it's not confirmed either one way or the other. Either way, it's certainly a different system that he's under at this particular school. They call it Alternative High. And according to him, there's a Democratic General Meeting that they really focus in on democracy, which I don't like. I don't like democracy. Although we made the point, Manwich, that democracy is acceptable in a voluntary order, in a voluntary situation wherein you're free to not be subject to the decisions of the group. Then I have no problem with democracy. You want to decide the original one of the kind of axioms of democracy is that it's two wolves and a sheep deciding on dinner.
Yes.
And enforcing that decision upon the sheep. But if it's voluntary,
the sheep wants to hang out with two wolves,
right?
Well, then that's the sheep's business.
If the sheep is free to leave at any old time and the two wolves decide that they want to go to a certain restaurant and the sheep doesn't want to go, then that's his business and that's voluntary democracy, and I have no problem with that. So if that's how somebody wants to run their school, then fine. According to Paul, he says that at these Democratic general meetings, they are free to bring up whatever issues they want, and then they're voted on, apparently, after some discussion. The students, there are 120 students, so it's obviously a very small school. I mean, there's 120 students in the entire school. That's tiny.
Yeah, that's
a
school.
I had a relatively small high school, and I had 120 students in my grade level. But in this case, it's 120 students at the entire school.
In your grade level, there were 120?
That's correct.
In my private school, there were 50 students in my grade level.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, anyway.
600 students and basically.
So the students get a full vote as the students get the exact same level vote as a staff member do. And the staff members do. There's only 10 staff members. So really, apparently the school is dominated, I guess, by the students in some way. Apparently the staff members go by first names. And according to Paul, that creates an environment in which people are likely to respect the staff more. And even though you say you don't personally care for that idea.
I don't.
It's different, and somebody's trying something different, so I got to give them credit for that.
Oh, yeah, I have no problem with it.
Just because it's different doesn't mean it won't work.
Yeah.
You know, it might work great. So he claims that as a result of calling the staff people by their first names, it gives to more friendly interactions with them, maybe not so standoffish, which leads to much more positive learning experience, in his opinion. Paul goes on to say there are no bells at this school because the students are not mindless cattle, but individuals. When it's time to leave your class, you simply do so at an appropriate moment. There are no senseless restrictions either. If you'd like to sit on that couch that's at the side of the classroom and do your work, you're free to do so. Smoking is also allowed on school grounds, provided that students aren't littering the cigarettes everywhere. This couldn't possibly, smoking on a high school campus couldn't possibly be government school.
One of the schools I went to, you were allowed to smoke.
A government school?
It was a government school.
Wow. If you
I don't think it's a good idea.
No. If you want to listen to music while you do your work, you are free to do so. At my old schools, this was not allowed. If you
I can't need, imagine that it would be at too many schools. No.
If you need to get up and go to the bathroom, you do not need to ask. You simply get up and leave. That's definitely something that I like. That's a nice... I think that's a good thing to have in a school. In our hallway is what we call the propaganda board. Here we're free to post any articles, cartoons, paper clippings, essays, etc. that relate to any issue that we want, provided it is not obscene. It's not monitored, and anything you post stays up for a month. The idea is to encourage free speech and free thinking. That one I like.
Yeah.
I like that a lot, because I remember when I was going to the government high school that I went to, there were these poster boards around campus, but if you didn't have the stamp of the principal, your stuff, if you put something up there without that approval stamp, it'd get taken down lickety-split by by the administrative staff around the school.
Mm.
So I like that idea. That's very similar to what happens in a lot of college campuses.
Yeah.
But I like having that at a high school. He says we have a school newspaper with writers that are educated and opinionated, and I'm one of them. We write anything that we wish to write, and it's printed and distributed among the school. I just wrote an article about the EU rejection in France and Holland and how this could affect us in Canada. Often, articles from it will be forwarded to various papers and websites, and it fosters good discussion and debate among individuals in the school. And that's interesting. He's claiming that they can write anything. And according to just what I've read so far, it sounds like that's probably true. Again, at my high school, the principal was the final arbiter of what was and what was not allowed in the school newspaper.
Yeah.
So if there was anything even questionable, it was put in front of him, and then he would either approve or deny. He goes on to say, I know what most people will think when they hear this. They'll picture a bunch of rebellious teens running amok at a school that doesn't put a heavily regimented structure on everything that they do. I can honestly say that nothing could be further from the truth. In fact, the individuals in the school are among the most intelligent, responsible, and mature I've ever met, and the school's test scores are among the highest in the province. And on the issue of the physical violence that exists in most schools, there simply isn't any. No human is meant to function in a heavily regimented and structured environment where hostile authority figures control every action that they make. This creates a negative environment where students become violent, are unlikely to learn anything, and wish to do everything in their power to rebel, simply for the purpose of rebelling. I gotta say, I can relate to that as well. I mean, if I wasn't being told what to do so much as a kid, I probably wouldn't be so anti-authoritarian right now, today.
I don't know.
I never liked being ordered around. I never liked being told how to behave and what to do. And so I was one of those people who would rebel about it. And I got in trouble enough times doing that.
I'll bet you did.
He says, this is all extremely evident in almost any public school. When those senseless restrictions are removed and students are given real responsibilities and respect from the staff in a school, they're likely to return that respect. They are also likely to pay attention and work a lot harder in class. What is more important to learn in a school, advanced algebra or the democratic system, free speech, and freedom? Well, I think it's all kind of important. I mean, I think free speech, freedom, and algebra.
I think that he's making an excellent point here is that I don't use algebra in my day-to-day operations.
Nor do I.
As a matter of fact, I couldn't tell you what algebra is anymore. I mean, I remember A squared, B squared is equal to C squared.
Right.
Not exactly sure how to apply that. I think it has something to do with a triangle.
I don't think algebra is valuable in that you use it. I think algebra is valuable in that it gets you to think more abstractively in that, what is X? You know, it's not a concrete number,
right.
That kind of thing.
I think it's value. I'm not trying to diminish the value of it. I think it's the value of it is overplayed, is all I'm saying.
I totally agree with
I think that...
especially beyond algebra. Then it's totally worthless.
Language is so important. I use that every day. And I'm just trying to see how Americans use their math every
day. You're going to like this, man. She ends up with a postscript. I love the show. P.S. I love the show Man Which Owns Ian. More coming up. It's your show. Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Otherwise, coming up from Iraq, we've got a soldier's father's perspective on the war.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All Natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X nail gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X nail gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X nail gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Reason is the true life-giving activity of an educated mind. At ReasonToFreedom.com, we regard independent thinking as a supreme virtue and the best hope for a free society. ReasonToFreedom.com is a free online weekly libertarian magazine and is the premier voice of the Reason Liberty movement. At ReasonToFreedom.com, you'll find articles on individual rights, health, popular music, love, homeschooling, God and morality, SUVs, the national debt, humor, the free state project, pocket protectors, family values, living wills, bankruptcy laws, and golf. Some of our columns include, Is Atlas Shrugging? Fired for Smoking. Asbestos Lawsuits. The Joy of Chiropractors. Please Drink and Drive. And Impeach the Criminal in Chief. Tap into ReasonToFreedom.com, a central site for the emerging Reason Liberty movement. Find out why if liberty is what you want, reason is what you need. That's ReasonToFreedom.com.
Did you know that you can trace every sickness, every disease, and every ailment ultimately to mineral deficiency? Did you also know that 99% of American people are deficient in minerals, and a marked deficiency in any one of the more important elements actually results in disease? More than likely, this includes you. Arm yourself with the minerals you need from Mother Earth Minerals. Mother Earth Minerals specializes in providing the primary building blocks for nutritional supplementation, including liquid, water-soluble, elemental mineral suspensions, contain the essential nutrients required for the proper function of muscles, nerves, blood vessels, and organs. Founder True Ott, PhD, is so confident that you will be pleased from the results of supplementing your diet with Mother Earth Minerals that he offers an unconditional guarantee. Start your fight against mineral deficiency by calling toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com and order Dr. Ott's book, Secret Assassins in Food, to learn more about the chemicals in food that are attacking you daily. Again, call 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Maybe it's a political issue that you want to push. You got an agenda, and you've always wanted to get on the air with a talk show, and those call screeners, those pesky screeners are always screening you out. Because the show host doesn't want to hear what you have to say.
Right.
Doesn't want to talk about
maybe
your
issue. Maybe you sound
issue.
a little too smart for the show host. That happens to a lot of people.
Absolutely. Now's the time for you to take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231.
Many show hosts say, if you disagree with me, I put you to the front of the line.
Yeah, right.
Not so.
No, it's just PR.
Yeah.
Hey, join us online, freetalklive.com. Check out the bulletin board system. We have got thousands of posts. Almost 20,000 posts for you to surf around through there, and hundreds of people using the system. It's free, of course, at freetalklive.com, so be sure you go and check that out. I want to kind of move along here, because unless you have something else you want to say on the education thing, It's going to come up again. You know education is going to come up again.
I got nothing
on Free Talk Live. So if you want to comment, of course, 800-259-9231. You can email the show, ftl@freetalklive.com. But I came across this while I was doing my prep today. And it's not really, it's certainly not news or anything like that, but I just found it interesting. It's a story from Sergeant Zachary Scott Singley, age 24, grew up in Washington State. He's an Arabic language translator serving in Iraq in the 3rd Infantry Division. The sergeant has been in the Army for 5 years. He fought in the invasion of Iraq in 2003 and was about to leave the Army late last year when he was caught in stop loss.
Oh.
Yes, the involuntary extension of his enlistment so he can then be sent to Iraq for another fun year of combat duty. In case you've never heard of stop loss before, certain soldiers, and I'm not sure how they're chosen, but when their time is about to run out in the military, they can be told to stick around, and there's nothing they can say about that.
Right.
They have been stop-lossed, and usually on their paychecks or whatever, it says, you've been stop-lossed until, or you're enrolled until 2033.
Gosh.
So that's how long they do it. Then they supposedly reduce the amount of time that you've been stop-lossed for. But basically, it's a kind of a backdoor draft. They get to keep the people in the military longer than they had originally contracted, longer than they had originally expected to be in. So this happened to this guy.
Yeah.
Well, the event he writes about took place in 2003 near Abu Ghraib in the suburbs of Baghdad. He gave us permission to share the story. It has been edited. So I just want to share this with you.
Okay.
It was still dark. I dressed in that darkness. When I was ready, I grabbed an MRE meal ready to eat and got back in the truck. The targets today were three houses where rocket-propelled grenade attacks had come from just a few days before. There were different people to meet each day. There were some who would kill you if they could. You could see the hate in their eyes. I also met people who would have given me everything they owned. So thankful because we had rid them of Saddam. After the briefing, we convoyed to the raid site. I was to go in directly after the military police who would clear the buildings. The raid began without a hitch. I was inside the courtyard of a house questioning a woman when I heard gunfire. Ducking next to the stone wall, I yelled at the woman to get inside. When the gunfire stopped, I peeked around the front gate. I saw a soldier pulling rear security who was still aiming his M249 machine gun at a black truck off in the distance. It was his weapon was the one that I had heard. And it was one of his guys, one of his troops. I ran up and overheard the captain asking what had happened and why this soldier had opened fire. The soldier answered that he had seen a man holding an AK-47 in the back of that black truck over there. Well, I was among the four, including the soldier who had fired, selected to go check on that truck. We were out of breath when we got to the gun truck nearest to the black civilian truck. There were four Iraqis walking towards us from the black truck. They were carrying a body, a small boy, no more than 3 years old.
Hmm.
His head was cocked at the wrong angle, and there was blood. So much blood. The Iraqi men were crying and asking me, why? Someone behind me just started screaming for a medic. It was the young soldier who had fired. He screamed for a medic until he was hoarse. A medic came just to tell us what we already knew. The boy was dead.
Mm-hmm.
I stood there looking at that little child, someone's child just like mine, and seeing how red the clean white shirt of the man holding the boy was turning. Then I realized that I was speaking to them, speaking in a voice that sounded so very far away. I heard my voice telling them how sorry we were. My mouth was saying this, but all my mind could focus on was the hole in the child's head, the white shirt covered in bright red blood. I couldn't stop looking, even as I kept telling them how sorry we were. I can still see it all to this day, and this is a couple of years later. There were no weapons found in that black truck. And we accomplished nothing besides killing a child. I stayed as long as I could, talking to the man holding the child. I couldn't leave because I needed to know who they were. I wanted to remember. The man was the child's uncle, minding him for his father, who had gone to the market for the day. That'd be pretty bummer to come home and
God,
find out your 3-year-old son had been killed accidentally.
It's awful.
They were carpenters, and what the soldier who had fired on the truck had seen was one of the Iraqi men standing in the truck bed holding a piece of wood.
You know, I would be just like that soldier. I swear. You better not hold your arms straight out. I'm liable to shoot you. I'd be petrified in a situation like this.
Before,
I mean, there's nothing wrong with what the soldier did. The soldier shouldn't be there.
Well, that's absolutely the point. Before I left, I saw the young soldier who had killed the boy. His eyes were unfocused, and he was just standing there, staring off into the distance. My hand went to my canteen, and I took a drink of water. That soldier looked so lost. So I offered him a drink. In a hoarse voice, he quietly thanked me. Later that day, we were filling out reports about what we had witnessed. The captain who had led the raid was angry. "Well, this is just great. Now we have to go give that family bags of money to shut them up." A family had just lost their beautiful baby boy, and this man is worried about having to pay for a family's grief and sorrow? To this day, I still think about that raid, that family, and that boy. I wonder if they are attacking us now, meaning his family. I sure would be. If someone took the life of my son or my daughter, nothing other than my own death would stop me from killing them. Now maybe you might understand why it is people suicide bomb in that country. Is it possible that they have nothing left to live for because we've taken it from them? Does that make sense? It makes sense to me. I mean, it seems senseless at first glance. Why would someone blow themselves up? Maybe they got nothing else in their lives.
Yeah. Maybe that father is just so grief-stricken over the loss of his son for no good reason that all he wants to do is blow up a few Americans. I'll fix them. You know, I'll blow up a few Americans.
He says, if someone took the life of my son or daughter...
I don't mean Americans in America. I mean Americans in Iraq.
Yeah. He says, I still cry when the memory hits me. And I cry when I think of how very far away I am from my family. I'm not there just like the boy's father wasn't there. I have served my time. I have my nightmares. I have enough blood on my hands. Just let me be a father, a husband, and a daddy again. Now, can we please bring these people home? These are just our friends and family members, and
right,
they're over there risking their lives on a daily basis for nothing.
Yeah.
They're killing people.
Crap-ola.
They're killing people's three-year-old kids, their grandmothers, their friends, their family members. People dying in the dust over in Iraq for nothing.
How come
for
George
somebody
Bush
to get rich?
How come George Bush isn't over there in his little fighter pilot outfit, you know, shooting
that
insurgents?
Exactly why? Because he's a coward. It's your show. He likes other people to die for his honor, for his richness,
so that he can be considered a great president
for his grandeur. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. Anything goes. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized products from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, "No legislation without representation." Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartavite? Cartavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 800-259-9231. The Saturday night edition of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Menwich.
Of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Grab up the archives. The last 6 days of the show, we give them to you. Right there on the front page of the site. In fact, you can go back even farther than 6 days. Go back all the way to March 1st, thanks to the good people at downloadradio.org. And, of course, we've got our new partnership with PodcastAlley.com, which is a lot of fun. They are featuring us this week over at their site. So if you want a little bit of history on the show, which we don't normally talk about on the air, they actually asked. So there's a little interview that they have at PodcastAlley.com with me. And so I kind of go through the, you know, the past of Free Talk Live, the where we came from and all that sort of thing. So if that's something that interests you, you can go to PodcastAlley.com and check it out. Right there on the front page, which is cool. It's exciting.
It is kind of interesting.
It's a big site, PodcastAlley.com. You get a lot of traffic there. So there you go. Hey, you can email us, FTL at freetalklive.com. We were talking about the military a few moments ago, and we mentioned Stop Loss, which is the military program that basically forces people who are in the military to stay in the military. Now, I said that when people are stop-lost in the military, which means they're getting ready to get out of the military, and then they are basically ordered to stick around, they change the date of, I don't know what, exit?
EOS, I believe it's called.
End of service? What's that, end of service?
Yes.
They change their EOS to something like 30 years out. Now, Puke is one of our listeners who is actually in the military right now, and he shot us an email real quick just to clarify that stop-loss, as far as who is picked for the stop loss, is determined by whether or not a certain military occupational specialty job title is low on people at that time or not. So if they need more medics and you're a medic and you're getting ready to get out, odds are good, you're going to have to stay. But if you're just a, you know, radio operator and they got plenty of them, well, then they'll let you go. So that's how that's determined. He also clarifies that usually it only lasts for a year at the most. Most people that he knows have only been stop-lost for about 6 months. And I would guess that the reason that they're not doing it for longer than that is because it would cause a real, real uproar if they did.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, 6 months is
long enough,
significant as it is. So thank you, Puke, for that particular clarification. 800-259-9231, again, is the number for you. Let's talk about sawed-off shotguns. Everett or William emails us. Hey, guys, thanks for doing a show like this. I have a question maybe you or your listeners can help me with. On April 15th of this year, my best friend of 15 years, Steve Garcia, was in his own yard target shooting. He was doing this after sundown, however. To my knowledge, it is not illegal to discharge a firearm after sundown where he lives. Keep in mind, he lives in a rural area with no gun restrictions.
Okay.
Anyway, a neighbor of his called the police because of the gunshots. Long after the guns were placed back in the gun cabinet, 4 state police and 1 county sheriff barged into his house.
Whoa.
And held my friend, his wife, his 10-year-old daughter, his 9-year-old son, his brother-in-law, his sister, and their 13-year-old son at gunpoint while forcing them to the floor. After searching the house on only probable cause, they thought that somebody might be murdered. They turned up a short shot brand sawed off shotgun. Yes, this is a gun manufactured to be shot off, or to be sawed off. According to Indiana law, sawed off shotguns are illegal. My friend purchased the gun from a third party and never knew that the gun had been banned. He's now facing a Class D felony charge.
Oof.
And he then goes and...
Now, I don't think... That doesn't seem to me like they should be able to use that charge against him. I can see them confiscating the weapon, but I don't think they can... I mean, they
He claimed he didn't know it was illegal?
No, they just busted into his house and they didn't have a warrant to search.
Right.
And the only thing they could find... I mean, that doesn't... The probable cause had to do with the killing of someone.
Right.
Right? So if they found a body, they could charge him with murder. But since they found a gun,
they could confiscate
banned gun,
it and go away.
They could take the gun, but they couldn't really charge him with possession of an illegal firearm.
Good point. Just like if they'd stumbled into a marijuana grow room, they wouldn't be able to do anything more than confiscate the plants.
Right.
Theoretically.
Theoretically.
They're going to do what they're going to do.
They're going to do whatever they want to do, but the question is whether he gets a lawyer that
can handle it or not. Exactly. That's what the government... That's kind of how the government operates. They just go around and...
And that's why the system is the way it is now, is because people haven't fought.
That's right. The government just goes around and barges, as they did here, barges into people's houses without permission, does all kinds of crazy stuff that they're not supposed to be doing, and as you pointed out, Manwich, people just go, I guess I'm going to jail.
Because the thing is they might as well try it. What's the worst thing that's going to happen to these cops?
Well, that's the cops or the people.
The cops.
But the worst thing that's going to happen to the cops is maybe a transfer to a different department.
Yeah,
or something like
maybe
that.
A reprimand.
Right.
Tops. But, I mean, can you believe that the reprimand be anything more than a nudge, hint, hint?
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, I can only see their captain saying, hey, good one, guys.
Yeah, you got me a sawed-off shotgun for my office. Thanks.
Yeah. I mean,
what are they going to do with it? Melt it down? No, they're going to keep it.
Yep. It's just going to be...
Use it on somebody.
I don't know if they're going to use it, but they're going to keep it around.
Yeah.
It'll probably end up at somebody's house as a trophy kind of thing, you know, or it could end up at the station as a trophy kind of thing. But it's a trophy. No.
In which case, somebody else will be possessing the illegal implement.
Yes. But it's okay if cops possess it.
You know, yeah, the reason why people don't fight is because they're scared. Because our government doesn't do good jobs at anything that it tries to do, but one thing that it apparently is somewhat successful at is scaring people.
Mm-hmm.
The prosecutors with their, well, if you plea out, we'll give you a good deal. We'll only make you spend a year in jail instead of the possible 10 that we might throw at you if you pled not guilty.
Right.
So that's kind of the risk that people are taking is they're scared to death. Nobody likes the idea of spending 10 years in prison. So if they can guarantee themselves that they won't be spending 10 years in prison, that's why they go with the 1 year. That's why they go with the plea bargains. And unfortunately, yes, you're right, man, which it has resulted in the rest of us losing our liberties because people are too cowardly to stand up to the state. Now, in the few instances where people have recently this year, specifically in New Hampshire, where people have stood up to the state, we've had a couple different instances of civil disobedience where people intended on breaking the law, in fact, announced in advance that they were going to be breaking a law, and then went and broke them. The cops and the court system didn't know what to do. You could literally just see the gears spinning around in their heads as they tried to figure out how to respond to this situation and still look like they were protecting and serving people. And they tried to threaten these people with all kinds of things. They had the FBI tailing one of these dudes.
Yeah.
They had court injunctions filed against them prior to them actually breaking the law. And then they withdrew them after they found out that they weren't going to be scared off. After they found out that the people were not going to be dissuaded by all of the government threats, it was the government that backed down.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that when it comes to court cases, a lot of times you're going to find out that they didn't quite do their job the way they were supposed to. Especially in a case like this, where they barged into the house and they said, well, it sounds like someone's being murdered in there. Let's go in, guys. You know, bust the door down, even though the gunshots happened hours beforehand you know, 30 minutes beforehand, because they had enough time to stop their firing and go inside.
And get four of them together, you know, four state police and then one county Mountie there.
Right.
Get them all together, say, okay, When I bust the door, you count to three and start shooting or whatever. You know, whatever their plan was. They had enough time to get together and plan, too.
Odds are good they messed something up. Odds are good maybe they didn't even sign the right paperwork. You'd be shocked at the technicalities you could get a case just thrown out of the courtroom on if you don't plea out, if you take it to trial. You've got to have that courage. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control. 800-259-9231.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at HeartAndBodyExtract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now, or log on to freestateproject.org.
You've heard it over and over again. It's not if a catastrophic event will occur, but when. When are all of our resources, the things we take for granted, going to be pulled out from under us? When this happens, we're going to have to take care of ourselves and our loved ones with the only resources we already have. Don't wait for when. It's important to act now. And Ready Reserve Foods has everything you need as your survival supply headquarters. Call 877-817-9829 and start preparing today for you and your family. Ready Reserve Foods has a one-year meal program that can feed an entire family of four for 365 days for as little as 59 cents per meal. Joyce cooked up a meal for the office and it tasted delicious. Ready Reserve Foods has everything for survival, from kits to shortwave radios, storage containers to non-hybrid garden seeds, and so much more. Literally everything you need for survival. Don't wait for when. Act now. Call for your free catalog. Toll free, 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. It's better to be a year too early than a day too late.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, 800-259-9231, toll free, 1-800-259-9231. It's a Saturday night edition of the show, and anything goes, as always. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can bring up a personal problem, maybe of a political issue. You got an agenda you want to push? We're here for you. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. So for more information about the Free State Project, give them a call at 888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. So then, the Supreme Court, they have a lot of important cases to rule on this year. They've already done the marijuana case, which we heard about last week, where they ruled in the favor of the federal government, unfortunately, which basically helps destroy states' rights,
mm-hmm.
because these states passed the medical marijuana laws, not laws, but I guess amendments, not amendments, well, here in Florida it would be an amendment, in California and those other states
it was a referendum.
Resolution, referendum, that sort of thing. It was passed by the people, and in some of the states it was passed by the legislature. Either way, the state should be able to set whatever agenda they'd like, as long as it's within the U.S. Constitution.
They really got a lot of nerve, don't they?
You know? Supreme Court?
Yeah, just telling the American people that they can't, you know, vote on the legalizing marijuana.
Telling the American people
they got no right to vote to themselves a freedom.
It's not just about the marijuana thing, but it's just you're telling the American people that as long as the federal government has a law, it supersedes anything you do.
Yeah.
That's kind of the real precedent.
And that's not what the Constitution says to me. I just don't get it.
Not in the Tenth Amendment.
Do not get it.
How they could do it? How they could make a ruling like that?
I don't. I mean, the fact is, they're not out there to protect the Constitution.
No.
I mean,
they're there to protect the state.
That's what they're there for.
And it's unfortunate. Well, now, as soon as Monday, the U.S. Supreme Court will be ruling on the future of file swapping. Their ruling, of course, is going to have no bearing on whether or not people can do file
The Supreme
swapping.
Court says you can't trade MP3s with your friends.
Okay.
It's just, and the Supreme Court's going to do as much to stop marijuana smoking, too.
Yeah, good point. In one of the most closely watched legal battles of the year, CNET reports, with implications that could ripple from Hollywood studio gates to executive suites of the biggest Silicon Valley companies, the case has drawn an impressive list of participants. Groups ranging from state attorneys general to the Christian Coalition have all weighed in, promising near-apocalyptic consequences if the court ignores their advice. At issue is how much responsibility technology companies have for the actions of customers who use products to break copyright laws. Peer-to-peer file swapping is the heart of the issue, but the court is addressing a delicate legal balance between copyright interests and technological progress that has lasted for two decades.
Mm-hmm.
According to Raymond Van Dyke, a Washington, D.C.-based copyright attorney, quote, "It has been 21 years since the last case of this nature reached the Supreme Court. It shows the change in technology since then, and is an indication that some new directive may be needed." Indeed, the case pitting Hollywood studios and record labels against file-swapping companies Grokster and Streamcast Networks is widely viewed as one of the most critical moments for technology and copyright-based businesses in years. At issue is a series of lower court decisions that have enraged studio and label executives by saying that file-swapping companies such as Grokster are not legally liable for the widespread piracy that happens on their networks. You see, this is what the media people, the Hollywood and record label people, are trying to do. They're trying to say that, okay, Grokster and Morpheus and Kazaa and all these companies that created the software, the file-sharing software, we want you to be responsible for people who violate copyright law on your networks. You created this software, and peer-to-peer file, in case you are internet, you're new to the internet thing, peer-to-peer file sharing is where individuals download a program, and I think Kazaa is probably the number one program at the moment. So they download a variety of these programs, and they run them on their computer, and they usually select a few different folders on their computer to share from. And whatever they put into those folders is available to anybody else who's on this file-sharing network. So if we wanted, for instance, if we wanted to put some episodes of Free Talk Live, and actually one of our listeners is doing this, he's putting us up on the file-sharing services,
which
I think is great. If we wanted to help that process, we could connect to the file-sharing network, put a bunch of Free Talk Live archives in a folder, and then anybody in the world who's searching for free and liberty and talk or what, you know, would be able to find our show and download them. So there are totally legitimate reasons for these services to be in existence. The problem comes in when somebody takes the new Britney Spears CD and puts that in that shared folder, and therefore everybody can then access the new Britney Spears CD. So these networks, by their nature, are providing a totally legitimate service. They're allowing people to share files with one another. Now, to be honest, I mean, to be fair, not that I can say for sure, but if I had to guess, I'd say that most of the people on file-sharing services are using them to share movies and music and pornography and things like that. So, yes, while there's definitely people that are violating copyright law with these services, should it be the responsibility of the company who created the software as to how their users utilize it? That's the question that the Supreme Court is being asked.
Should a person who has known stolen property in their home be responsible for that stolen, being charged for that stolen property?
That they knew it was stolen?
Yeah.
Well, the networks don't know necessarily what you're sharing and what you're not.
So if the person had a blindfold on in their house, I didn't know it was here. Come on, let's be serious. Really? They do know.
Wait a minute. No, your example does not fit. What would fit better would be an example of like a storage facility, like one of those hide-to-store places where you can go and rent a...
No, these people know. These companies know.
They don't know.
Yes, they do.
They have a million or 2 million people on at any given time. There's no
way. And most of the things they're trading are illegal.
But they don't know what it is they're trading because there's privacy involved. More coming up. Free Talk Live. Take control. 800-259-9231.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized products from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269 and experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can call in toll-free, 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want, but you better do it now because we're only here until 10 o'clock Eastern time. We do this 6 nights a week, though, Monday through Saturday, from 8 until 10 o'clock Eastern. So join us for every single moment. And, of course, you can find us online at freetalklive.com, where we have got the Shrine of Female Listeners. We've got the update section, archives, the bulletin board system, live streaming, and so much more. It's all on the house. It's all free at freetalklive.com. So go and check that out. We're talking about file sharing. Supreme Court.
File stealing.
Well, whatever you want to call it. The Supreme Court is looking at ruling on a case where the Motion Picture Association of America, the recording industry, is suing the creators of the file sharing software. They're saying that you should be responsible for people using your software to trade illegal files. Do you think they should be responsible for that, man? Which you sounded like you were arguing.
I don't have
that.
A problem. I really don't have that much of a problem with them going after these people.
They're going to go out of business then, man. Which
so?
Well, it's not going to have any effect on file sharing whatsoever.
Nope. But they are helping.
They're helping what?
The file sharing business, the stealing of files.
But they're also helping people share files legitimately, and you're going to put them out of business over
that? What's going to happen is they're just going to create shareware that goes out there that you know, people use, and you know, they're going to go around it. But I really don't have any problem with it. No, I don't.
You have no problem with the Motion Picture Association of America coming in and shutting down a legitimate software company that creates legitimate software for people to use to share
vaguely
files.
Vaguely legitimate software.
The software is totally legit. It allows you to share files. Whether you want to share illegal files or not is your choice.
Why don't you take a poke?
It is not the responsibility of these companies.
Why don't you take a moment to come up with a number? Just create a number and tell me how many files do you think are illegal, copyright violation type files?
That's what you're arguing for.
I'm asking you a question here.
How many files are illegal?
Yeah, like, you know, the files they share. How many of them are, taken illegally?
No way to know. There's no way to know.
Well,
these companies don't know either.
Why don't you take a guess?
I would say the majority of them, but I don't know for sure. I have nothing to base that on just beyond my feeling and just the people that I've known.
That's about what I would say, too.
Just based on the people that I've known and how they use the software.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Most of them use it for sharing illegal files.
Mm-hmm.
But what you're arguing for is essentially saying that you, actually, as a property owner, should understand that if you're renting out a house to somebody and the cops end up busting them for growing marijuana in the back room, that you shouldn't be charged for that crime. You didn't know what your tenant was doing.
I think that if I had a really good idea that my tenant was doing it, then, there might be some liability
there. Okay, fine, but these people don't know what their services are being used for specifically.
That's not true. I mean, only if you think that they are incredibly, incredibly dense.
They cannot monitor
of course they can't.
You have on your computer.
Sure they can't.
They would be violating their privacy policies.
I'm sorry.
Well, anyway, here's what this jerk from the Motion Picture Association America had to say. Dan Glickman, he's always got a brilliant quote. Quote, shall we keep in place legal protections that promote the free market, or shall we tear down those protections in such a way as to allow the black market to prosper and dominate? Mr. Glickman, legal protections do not promote the free market. The free market is. The free market exists, if you let it. The protections that you're talking about, well, it's a correct word because it just protects you, and it protects your business. And you're afraid because you're going to die soon. Your old models are going out the window. We're done for tonight. It's been Ian here with you.
And man,
we'll see you Monday night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. In the meantime, you can, of course, join us online at freetalklive.com.
U.S. Go-